Hello and welcome, everyone. You are listening to The Crack. I need a new intro. Okay. Freestyling it. Hello and welcome, everyone. You listen to The Crack. This is the podcast where I talk shit for about half an hour. You are listening to The Crack. This is The Crack Podcast with Luke. No, I don't know. All right, so I've only been saying it for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 weeks that we're going to have a new intro, but we will. I'm not going to get rid of Blackmouth's theme tune at the start that you've probably just heard, but you are listening to The Crack. This is the podcast where I ask you, what's the crack? So that just became the intro because it sort of flowed when I first started. I didn't have a name for this podcast. It was just, what's the crack? I don't know. I was just going to sit down and my ego was going to record for half an hour. So, guys, you're listening to The Crack Podcast. The Crack Podcast with me, Lewis. That's about it. If you have any suggestions for an intro, go ahead and send them in, all right? Because I need one. But I'll go with the original one for now. Okay, you are listening to The Crack. This is the podcast where I ask you, what's the crack? So what is the crack? What's going on? How are you? What's happening? What's the crack? You know what I mean? I spell it C-R-A-C-K, not C-R-A-I-C. Right. And we're off. Hello. All right, it's only a minute into it, yeah. Derailed. I hope you're well. It's been a week. Maybe been a week and a day. Not very good at this, sort of. Once a week. Once every 9 days, maybe. So, car going past the room. Yeah. How are you getting on? I hope you're in good health. Hope you haven't got one of these little sort of springtime, you know, wee runny nose, tickly cough, COVID. Nah, COVID doesn't exist. I hope you're well. It's spring now. Like officially spring, you know, the clocks have changed. Spring forward, fall back, America. Yeah, so this time last week, what was it, 4:30 in the afternoon? Now it's 5:30. Time doesn't exist, man. It's not real. So, yeah, how you been? All right, you got a lot of chocolate eggs. In this economy, who's buying you your eggs? Who's your egg guy? Doing well if you can afford eggs. I went into Tesco on the day of Easter. Or one of them, because it was like fucking just never ends. No, I think it was the Sunday. I was day shift and I thought, you know what, I'm going to be a nice little Easter bunny. I'm going to hop on over here. Doink, 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 doink. With my ears on and my little white tail. I drove to Tesco and I was like, right, okay, you know, I'll go and get the team. My buddies at work, I'll get everyone a tiny wee egg because, you know, you don't always have to buy the big eggs, but the wee mug or whatever you get. The big guys, you can get small wee ones. They're usually a pound, they're about 2 for £1.50 or something, you know. And they're just sort of small Easter eggs. Smaller than a big guy, but not as small as a cream egg. And I went into Tesco, and there was not an egg to be found, guys. The shelves were bereft of eggs. Yeah, they'd cleared it away. It was all Halloween stuff. No, there was no Halloween stuff up. No, but, I went in thinking, right, I'll get these cheap eggs, and I'll look like a fucking hero on my team as I walk in there with chocolate eggs. No, they were all gone. So, yeah, I bought a few packets of cream eggs and a tub of celebrations, and I went back in, everyone got a wee cream egg, and were told to help themselves to the chocolates. So, ego-wise, I was pretty chuffed with myself. I looked like a right good guy. But in reality, I probably saved quite a few quid by not buying everyone an egg. And the eggs I did find in the shop that day were the expensive ones. You know, you get you get your eggs. You get your Cadbury eggs or your Nestle chocolate eggs. And then you can, you know, a bit more top shelf. You know, it's the... Well, it be, stranger. Take some of your top shelf whiskey there, barkeep. Yeah. What kind of eggs you got there? What's this? Lindor egg? Maybe if somebody go to Sainsbury's or Marks and Spencer's. Hotel Chocolat. Classy eggs. So that was that. Charlotte got me an egg. I got a crunchy egg. Like the the crunchy chocolate egg. Not that it was just... No, it was just crunchy. I think it was like broken glass in it. No, she... Yeah, she won that one. And I got her a mini egg. Again, full-size egg, not a mini egg. Oh, let's not get into that. So, yeah, I hope you've been having a lovely spring so far, and I hope your last week of winter, I suppose, wasn't shit. What's been going on around here? So, somehow, since spring began, since we sprung forward... Yeah, since spring... Sorry, guys, that's terrible comedy. Am I going to edit that out? No. You get the full, unedited, raw thing. No, I actually do edit it. You get to avoid my long pauses as I sit and look at the ceiling and I'm like, what should I say next? Yeah, since winter ended, for some reason, the temperature has dropped and it's been colder around here. And I'm, you know, like when I'm at home, when it's just me, when it's Lewis being Lewis, I usually wear cotton tracky bottoms because I have no one to impress. And if anything, COVID has taught me, I don't really give a fuck what folk think about what I'm wearing. If I'm comfortable, I am wearing my comfies. I mean, saying that, I was out again a few weeks ago and, you know, I was in the shop and I was like, right, mate, you... Lewis, I think you need to have a word with yourself, but I was in the shop and I was like, Jesus, see, when I get home, I'm getting into my comfy clothes. And I looked down and I was wearing my trackies. So I don't know what's more comfortable than cotton bottoms, but I wanted some in that moment. So yeah, you know, I was out, we were out walking the dog and I was wearing my cotton bottoms and it was that cold that like the wind was cutting through the material to my legs. My poor wee legs were cold. It's just me shivering, you know, like Shaun the Sheep, knobbly knees. Yeah, no, it's been cold. Cold as hell. Cold as hell. But wherever you are, I hope it's warm, I hope it's nice, I hope it's pleasant. Climate change. Yeah, so, what am I going to talk about this episode? Well, we're almost 10 minutes in, and I've waffled on about nothing. Well, apart from passing my sincere care, I hope you're all right. Thanks for listening. The crack. Yeah, I'll tell the story, because I think it's fudging hilarious, and I do think it is, like, genuinely a funny story. My friend, my co-worker, my buddy, she was waiting for a delivery, as we do in this modern world. And much like me, and I'm sure probably much like you, if you know a delivery is coming, when you get that zzz, hey, by the way, delivery's going to be here between maybe and fuck you. Oh, isn't that weird? I just got an email saying your delivery has failed. They're listening, guys. They're listening. Okay? You thought that COVID vaccine was for your own good? No. It's just nanobots to track your movements and listen to your conversations. Yeah, no. Right, so my friend, she was waiting for a delivery. She got the notification. And as I said, much like myself, probably like you, if you know the delivery's coming, you don't settle. Now, what I was going to say is you get that wee text or the email, and it's like, oh, good morning, your delivery will be here between maybe and fuck you o'clock. So you sit in the whole day, and you wait, and you wait, and you wait. And some of the apps or some of the websites or whatever, you can actually check. You know, you can follow, I don't know, Fernando as he delivers your parcel. It's kind of intrusive, but you can't. Like, I got a, this is ages ago, I got a McDonald's Just Eat delivery. And I followed the guy on my phone. Like, you know, oh, your food's being picked up. All right. What's that blue dot flashing there? Oh, it's going towards the round. Third exit. Oh, stop. Traffic lights. Oh, he's moving again. Second exit. Yeah. Oh, he's ding dong. Yeah. Followed the guy. Weird. She was waiting for the delivery to arrive and she hadn't settled because you can't relax when you know it's coming. You know, you can't shower, I can't sleep, I can't eat, man, Jesus. Yeah. And then says it's like two stops away, one stop away. She waits. And she goes to the door, and there's one of those little slips of paper saying, sorry, we missed you. She thought, what the fuck? She was not happy, you know? I've been in. You're lying. You didn't try the door. You're full of shit. Fuck you and your ancestors. You know, she wasn't happy. I mean, I don't think she was that aggressive, but I can imagine there was a slight sense of disgruntlement. So she messaged her man. And was like, can you fucking believe this? The audacity of the whole thing. And then I think he told her, oh, no. They were there. They pressed the doorbell. She said, well, I didn't hear it. No. Because they have one of these fancy doorbells that has a camera on it. And what that does is when you press the, what I would call the ding-dong button, it doesn't ding-dong. There is no dong to be dung. Instead, what happens is the person with the phone with the app connected to the doorbell, which isn't a doorbell, by the way, at this point, you know, the phone with the app connected to the camera, gets a notification saying somebody's standing at the door with the button from the app on the phone at the door. And my friend, that was not her phone. Her partner had the app. So he was at work or whatever. I don't fucking know where he was. Let's say he was at work. He gets a little zzz, and he sees a lady standing at the door with a parcel. He's like, all right, cool. Because when you press the button, it doesn't go ding-dong inside the fucking house. It sends it to someone's phone. You can be anywhere, and it goes to your phone. So she missed the parcel because she was in. Had it been a doorbell, she'd been sitting there, and it had gone ding-dong, and she would have got up and gone to the door and been, thank you very much for my parcel. I can go about my day. But no, because of everything being so fancy and forward and futuristic and sci-fi, you know, proper 2001 Star Trek technology, I can see who's at the door. Yeah, but it's not a doorbell at that point. It defeats the... Don't call it a doorbell. It does not ring. And I mean, like myself, if I used that some nights to be nice, I'll leave my phone in a different room and I won't be sitting with my phone watching TV or trying to read a book. So I don't know what my point here is. I just think it's a funny story. Don't buy one of these fancy camera doorbells if you still want it to be a doorbell. I think she was saying they've actually paid for like an upgrade or something because there's like a subscription you pay for that anyway. But it's just, you know, like the Victorian brass knocker on the door. Ding, ding, ding. That's more efficient than one of these. Oh, I wonder who it is. It's not going to be Jack the Ripper. Is that one? I mean, very slim chance, guys. It's going to be Jack the... Well, maybe not Jack the Ripper. I'm pretty sure he's dead by now. It's not going to be some murderer at your doorstep. You don't need a camera to see who's coming. Just let it ring. Yeah. I thought that was funny. So, if you've been listening to the previous episodes, you will know I've been waiting for some cigars to arrive from Switzerland, because Brexit, yeah. Tax on tobacco in the UK. High as fuck, man. High as fuck. Fuck the Tories. There's, very high tax on tobacco. Well, they're only taxing it for your health. Yeah, okay. Let's not get into that, okay? I know they're bad. Everyone knows they're bad. People knew they were bad before you photographed the dead babies in the packets, all right? They're not good for you. Anyway. Cheerful conversation, Lewis. Thank you. Yeah, so I've been waiting for these cigars to arrive. And I bought them on the website from Switzerland. And I got the wee email being like, oh, by the way, Lewis, they've been, I don't know what accent that is. That's maybe Swiss, I don't know. They have been sent. Cool. I guess I'll wait. Here's your tracking number. Okay, cool. So, put that into the wee website. You know, like Swiss Post. They have left the original country waiting for years. All right, lovely, cool. Go onto the Royal Mail website and I put the tracking number. Oh yes, we have your package. It's left its, you know, original country and it will be sent out in due course. All right, lovely. Looks like I'm getting away with it. So I checked the app yesterday and it says, I said, fuck the app, the website. I go into the Royal Mail website, I put in the wee number. And it says it's in my local depot. Which is delightful, because that means I'll be here tomorrow, which is today. And okay, cool. Well, I'm meeting a friend for coffee in the morning, but I can be home for my cigars. But for myself for my birthday, because it's a present for me. And that's all well and good. So, wake up this morning, excited, like Christmas morning. And I hit the trace button on the phone, put in the tracking thing. And let me just read to you. Let me just read what it said. Have I got it here? Let me just click this. Oh, Jesus. Fuck, that's the wrong thing entirely. Oh, my God, what's happening? Stop it. You're so lucky you can't see this. No. Okay. No, I've lost it. Fucking, I'm losing the plot here. Instagram, that's not what I need. Track and trace. Right. Pending with a big exclamation point. No, this wasn't here yesterday. Sorry. There's a customs charge due for this item, so we're holding it at Inverness CSP. The hell does that mean? Well, Lewis, it fucking means it's a customs charge and they're holding it at CSP. Yep. Mm-hmm. Find out more, pay online, or choose a delivery day. Or, see the card, we'll leave it at your address. Well, you didn't leave a card at the address. Because I was waiting for the postie. Yep. Border Force has applied a customs charge on behalf of HM Revenue and Customs. A breakdown. Oh, for fuck's sake. Yeah, so whoever Border Force are, that's the force that works at the borders. Yeah, okay, yeah. They've seized my goods. No, they've probably stuck a bill onto the top of it. So there's me thinking I was being super fly. Sly guy. Thought I could get around the system, but no, I'm going to get a bill in the post. I'm going to have to pay it, and it's probably going to cost more than the fucking thing cost originally. Maybe I'd have been cheaper just using a UK supplier, but then again, on principle, fuck it. No. No, but then with how often I actually smoke them? Very rarely. And the amount I'm buying. Not quite substantial, but a fair amount. Yeah, it's going to last me a long time. Unless I just start chaining them, but I'm not going to do that. They're a treat. So that's me. Thought I was getting away with it, but I did not. And there is a girl who I do not know. Although she has taken a photograph of me in the past. Photograph of me in my casual clothes. Charlotte got me one of these, like, I forgot what they're called, like, snooty, hoodie, snuggy, or something like that. It's like a hoodie that goes down to my knees, and it's fuzzy, you know? Kind of looks like you've killed a yeti and taken off its, you know, hide to wear as a sick trophy. Vroom. Yeah, so. Oh, good lord. That guy's very proud of his exhaust pipe. Yeah. So, yeah, if I'm home alone and I'm chilling out, proper Kevin McAllister style, gonna set up some traps for some burglars, I'll wear my oversized hoodie snuggy thing. It's got a little pocket on the front, you put your hands in. Yeah. I'm comfortable. And, there's a knock. Oh, the doorbell went, because I don't have a fancy camera doorbell. I have a doorbell that rings a fucking bell in the flat, so I know when someone's at the door. And the furry Mexican co-host, who's remained quiet so far, but she's on the couch. When the doorbell goes off, she's never impressed. You know, who the fuck is he at the door? So she whoom, ran to the door. Not as deep as that, more high-pitched. And I mean, you know, the intention's there. She wants you to be scared. You know, fear her. For she is danger. And, yeah, the wee chihuahua ran to the door. So I went after her. Come back. Lumbering after like the fucking BFG. In my oversized hoodie thing with... I'll be honest, guys. If I'm wearing this in the morning, I'm freeballing it, you know? They swinging loose. It's basically a kilt, you know? True Scotsman. And I get to the door. And I pick up the chihuahua. Scoop her up. She's my wee lady. I can just hold her sort of... Like, just the length of my fucking elbow to fingertip. There's not much of her. Scoop her up, and I open the door, and there's a young lady. I wouldn't say girl, she drives. She's a woman. Maybe not, maybe she identifies as a dude, but we're not going to get into that. She looks like a lady. Dude, looks like a lady. And she hands me a parcel, and I sort of mumble my thanks. Thanks very much. And just as I'm about to close the door, she says, oh, wait, can I take a photograph, please? And, you know, I'm sort of mumbling, if you want to, if you have to, whatever, it's fine. She's already got the phone up, already taken it. So I tried to, like, position myself in such, like, I didn't want to be in the photograph. But Charlotte at work, ping, gets a photograph of me. Well, not quite. My face isn't in it, but my wee legs are. Just bare from the snooty. With the package held out. And then you get the wee chihuahua face looking around like, hello. She loves being in photographs. She loves attention. So this girl, as I found out, is called Anna. This is the girl. This is the girl I've been waiting for. For 3 days now, I've been waiting for her, okay? Charlotte's birthday was yesterday. And, I got plenty of content for this episode. How long have I got left? For 10 minutes. All right, let's see how much I can tell. Charlotte's birthday was yesterday. And Charlotte's a lady. So she likes to do her hair and makeup and, you know, keep a clean flat and put a meal on the table for her man coming home. No, she likes to do her hair. So I got her these things called GHDs, which are hair straighteners. Well, I say I got her, she chose it and everything, but I was like, right, it's your birthday, I'll get it for you. And I ordered them, and, you know, bing, they're on their way. All right, groovy. So I get an email from a company called Evri, E-V-R-I. And it's like, oh, they'll be delivered at this time. Like I said earlier, you know, they'll be delivered between maybe and fuck you. All right, whatever. But they'll be delivered by Anna. And there's a photograph of Anna. And it's the one that took my photograph the other day. So I'm like, ah, I remember her. All right, cool. They've still not arrived. Got an email the other day being like, yeah, they'll be here by like 10:15. For more details, click here. Fucking true. So yeah, I got that email. They'll be here at 10:15. For more details, click here. Click there. Open. Unfortunately, due to unforeseen circumstances, we are unable to deliver the Egypt. You're telling me that through the more information on the time you'll deliver them. Anyway, that's fine. It's Easter. Some folk give a shit about Jesus coming back from the dead. Maybe she's into that. You know, I'm not gonna tell her not to be. They still haven't arrived. It's been a few days. So Charlotte has been without her straighteners. So I can only imagine how bad she looks. So she stuck her finger in the plug socket. No, she still has other straighteners, but it would be nice to give her the present. All wrapped up. Not plugged in. Lewis, why is there smoke coming from that present? Just fucking unwrap them quick, please, give me a fire. Yeah. And I believe there's another package arriving, again, from the same girl. Same lady, sorry. But we don't know. We do not know. I've not had any update. I might actually email them and be like, hey guys, what's the crack? Name my podcast, by the way, check out. Yeah, I might just ask if there's any updates, because they're not the cheapest hair straighteners in the world, you know what I mean? Yeah, so yesterday, Charlotte's birthday. What did I get her? What did I get her? Bunch of stuff. You know, she gets me, the gift that keeps on giving. One of the gifts that I got her. Well, actually, yeah. One of the... What a dick that I am. Yeah, she came home to the flat, a little bit decorated. I hung a bunch of stuff off the ceiling. Like, relevant birthday stuff, not just... The stuff I sort of found, like old newspapers. No, it's like, you know, ribbons and shit. Colourful birthday things. But I also, when I was in Tesco getting the candles and things for the cake, and, oh, we're going to have a chocolate fondue tonight. That's going to be the thing. I got a fondue pot for my birthday from my colleagues. I've never used it. And yesterday I bought chocolate for it. So we're going to be dipping some marshmallows and strawberries and, I don't know, pretzels. We'll dip some stuff in there, see what's up. Yeah, I went to Tesco and I was buying the candles and things. And in their birthday aisle, or whatever you want to call it, celebrations aisle, they have balloons, because balloons are very relevant for a birthday. And I bought five packets of 10. And for the mathematically challenged among you, that is 50 balloons. So I thought, right, I will blow these all up and she can have a lovely balloon-filled greeting when she gets home. What I was going to do was put them all down the stairs, so it filled the stairwell, but even I have a concept of danger. That wouldn't have been sensible. So the living room was, I wouldn't say filled, because 50 balloons isn't that much, unfortunately, once they're all blown up. After the fifth balloon, I regretted opening them all and pouring them out onto the wee chair in front of me. And then after about the 17th balloon, I became very much aware that I used to be a smoker. And I was like, oh, fucking hell, man, this isn't, this isn't fun. And then, I don't know, by maybe the 30th, you know, I was in too deep at that point, my fingers started bleeding because, yeah, poor me, because of how I tie them. I've never been shown how to tie balloons. I just sort of, you know, adapted over time. I fill the thing, big as it can go, basically, and then I pull the wee teat, whatever the hell you want to call it, over my two fingers. You know, I keep my fingers sort of pressed together like a pew, 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 fake gun. Wrap it around and then press it through the wee gap and pull. But yeah, the stuff at the bottom of my fingernails started to scrape off and there's blood. So I just hope she, you know, liked it. I also got her a Nerf gun. Well, no, I didn't. The Chihuahua did. Because you have to get her, you have to get her a pet present. No, present from the pet. I bought her a toy gun, and I said it was from the dog. But really, guys, I'll be honest, I wanted to play with a toy gun. And I'm not going to buy myself a toy gun. I'm 30. Yeah. And buying that, maybe that's the reason folk shop online. Because I went to the toy shop. And so much cool shit in there. I went and I got it. Took it off the shelf, went to the checkout, and the wee guy, the young man, the teenager, scanned it. Ding. And he was like, do you need some batteries with your purchase? And no thanks, man. Would you like any of the, like, I forgot what it was, like bubbles, you know, like bubble solution, you need to dip it in and blow in. Bubbles. No thanks, man. Do you like a wristband? Are you fucking... No, thank you. No, it's fine. Okay, pay me cash or card? Card, please, dude. So he presses his buttons, and then the card thing lights up, and I'm about to tap it, and this thing comes up. Please enter amount for donation. And he says, or he starts, yeah, if you'd like to leave a donation, and by the time he finished donation, I'd already hit the little red button. No, it's fine. Whew. Then I tapped the card and I got out of there. But maybe shops, maybe I'm just a dick. Maybe that's the reason folk buy online. Oh, is that a hassle, Lewis? Yeah, you know, I wasn't enjoying that. I don't like donating. Especially, I don't like donating when I'm not making a lot of money. Okay? And then you go to these shops that are obviously fine because they're masses of chain stores. And you, Tesco, would you like to round it up? No, Tesco, why don't you fuck off? Yeah. Online, you just buy it and it gets delivered and dropped off. You don't have to... You know, obviously, the young guy doesn't really want to be selling me batteries and bubble solution and wristbands and asking me if I want to donate to whatever, but no. If I wanted batteries, bud, I would have come in there and said, excuse me, sir, do you sell batteries? I would love some batteries. In fact, I come to toy stores all the time to buy batteries. What about wristbands? You sell them too? Hmm? No. Almost bought the bubbles because that'd be fun. So yeah, so Charlotte got a Nerf gun. Don't think she likes it very much. I dig it. I wanted her to shoot me with it because I'm into that shit. No, just, you know, I wanted her to have fun, and I thought shooting me would be fun, but she didn't want to. She doesn't like guns, because she's sensible. So I shot myself with it in the chest, and I didn't let on quite how much it stung, but I might buy another one. We can have Nerf fights, or whatever they're called. I bet the Chihuahua's going to eat the wee fucking dart. I've taken quite a few calls at my work for folks that have been shot in the eyes with Nerf darts, but none of them were like, every now and again, you'll get eye injury calls, and it's like, eyeballs that are properly burst, you know, like, no, it's fluid coming out. Oh, Jesus. But all the Nerf dart ones, all of them, the fucking three, that, was it three? Yeah, I think three I've had there. Oh, no, he's fine. It's just a shot with the eye, so. So, is there any injury? No, but like, shot in the eye. So, yeah, so I don't think they are dangerous in the right hands. Probably would be if you start putting like needles in the front, so. Better watch out for her doing that. What are we doing in 30 minutes? I've got two more things I can talk about, but we can save them for next week, gang. We can save them for next week. So, got a little bit of listener mail after the last episode. Once again, from my guy Ewan. I'd like to thank you very much for writing in, Ewan. Right, here we go. TripAdvisor, that's not what I want to fucking read about. Okay. Contact at the Crack Podcast from Ewan. So this is in relation to the last episode. Which, if you listened to it, which I hope you have. Maybe that's why you're here. If this is your first episode, hello! Yeah. Remember I was telling you the story about when I was in high school and the seagull bit me and... with the joke about getting seagull powers or something and they found me dead on the beach covered in oil. Right, so I got bit by a seagull and Ewan replies, "Hi Lewis, seagulls are vicious. As you know, I used to be a gamekeeper and have much experience with birds." And the ladies too, am I right, Ewan? Okay, right, okay, let's just keep our head out of the gutter here. So, "Hi Lewis, seagulls are vicious. As you know, I used to be a gamekeeper and have much experience with birds. I also have been bitten by seagulls. For your listeners, a list of birds may bite you if you pick them up. Seagulls, crows, magpies, geese, and the odd angry duck. I would say those big motherfucking seagulls are by far the worst. Keep it up, Ewan." Thank you, Ewan. Genuinely very informative. I will avoid picking up seagulls, crows, magpies, geese, and the odd angry duck. I didn't know ducks would bite. That's quite surprising, because they have those little rounded beaks. They look like quite cheerful guys. Although when I worked at Landmark, saw the occasional duck rape. They're quite brutal. Jesus. I don't think I like birds. Well, nah, like budgies are cool. They're chill. Yeah. Magpie. I don't think I've ever seen a magpie up here. I've seen magpies in cities. There's Charlotte in the car park. Yeah. Sorry, I do this in front of a window. That's why you can hear the engines outside and stuff. But yeah, I can see who's coming into the car park and who's leaving. I can also see the block of flats where last year somebody was found dead in them after a fortnight. And I sat here on my computer trying to type up some stuff as I saw the whole fucking forensics squad going in, the police coming and going, and eventually I saw the undertakers leaving with a gurney. So, is that a gurney? What do you call those things? Table with wheels. Yeah. Thank you, Ewan. Listeners, there you go. What I say about magpies. I've seen the magpie up here. I've seen them in cities. I think they steal shiny things or they say good morning or something. They don't actually say good morning. If they do, run. So that's that. I'm going to call that there, guys, because I believe that's us at the sort of half an hour mark. And I have two things to talk about next week. Isn't that fun? If you simply can't wait, sorry, no other option. I'll write it down on a little sticky pad and I'll stick it to the wall here beside the desk and we'll catch back up. So, same as every week. Thank you very much, Blackmo, for the theme song. Thank you very much, Cora, for the logo, the artwork. I greatly appreciate you both lending your talents to the podcast. Thank you, dear listener, for listening. If it's been your first episode listening, thank you very much for joining us. And if you're returning, thank you very much for coming back. Okay, and until next week, take care of yourself. Be good to each other. Try to get some sleep. Drink plenty of water. Don't take any shit, but just be good. Okay, I'll talk to you next time, guys. Bye for now.